The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
Welcome back to Flourish and Fulfilled. Now, in today's episode, I actually have a guest that you have requested over and over. We have Andrew, who is, of course, my partner. Welcome to Flourish and Fulfilled.
Thank you.
Now, for those that have followed me for a little bit will know Andrew is not great on social media and gets a little bit nervy. So today we're going to ease him in with some fire questions.
Fire questions.
It's like, I haven't actually prepped him for anything. So every single question that I'm going to ask him today has been sent in from the Q&A box on my social media. But also he doesn't have any idea of what questions are coming his way. So it's going to be just as much as a shock factor for him as it is for everybody else. So I'll get started with the fire questions first, and then we'll go like into you, who you are, and get everybody to know you the way, I guess, or not the way that I do, because that is a lot deeper than, they are going to know. But I'm going to start with some fire questions. So the thing that you have to do, though, is whatever comes up in your mind first, you have to just answer. You can't think about it. Don't look at me like that. It's going to be great. Are you ready?
Yep.
You sure?
No.
Okay. Favorite food?
Pasta.
Okay. Alter ego name?
Iron Man.
Really?
No.
Kinky. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
What is your favorite swear word?
I say fuck too much.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You just said shit before though. Shit. You're like shit.
Yeah.
What's your weird quirk?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm too normal.
You are not. You are just as.
Maybe you should answer it then. I don't know.
No, I don't want to speak on your behalf. You are just as weird as me.
I'm trying to think. You might have an answer for it.
You don't have a weird quirk?
No, just nothing that just jumps to mind. Like, I've probably got heaps of them.
But probably. I love that.
Do I?
I don't know. These are your fire questions. Okay. Do you have a hidden talent?
No. What you see is what you get.
Yeah. You have an ability, though, to, like, go out all day, all night, and still remain so calm, collected, and sober.
That could be considered a hidden.
That is a definite. Yeah, like, yeah. I have seen you, and I've been like, oh, babe, you were fine last night. And you're like, what are you talking about? I was drinking since 9 a.m., and you were still so fine. So
continuing and backing it up.
Probably, yeah, you're a pretty good party. You're really good at that. Okay, most used emoji.
That one with the, like, little sweat drop, and there's.
Yeah. How does it go?
That one. Oh. I don't know what it's called.
What is the worst word in the English dictionary?
I don't know.
You don't have any irks?
No. Like a word that I've always,
like,
hated.
Trinity, for example, hates the word moist. So if you say the word moist, she's like, stop.
No, moist is fine.
Yeah, you like that word.
Moist word. I still can't think of one top of my head. I don't know. I could have thought of one if I had heaps of notice.
No, that's the whole point of a fire question.
I know, and I'm just like sitting here blank thinking, I don't know.
All right, this one you'll be really good at. Would you rather have dicks as fingers or a dick as a nose?
Oh, shit. Fingers.
What's
then you can.
You can do what?
It's like.
Tell me. You're a dentist. You're a dentist, and we haven't even gotten into that factor, but can you please just close your eyes for a minute and imagine your dentist having dicks as fingers?
No.
Coming straight at you.
You'd have to change profession, obviously.
What profession would you choose then if that was what you had?
Dentist actually isn't too bad. No, something different.
Okay, great. What's the best dream that you've ever had?
Oh, I don't have I just used to always have recurring dreams of being able to fly. And I used to remember, like, being in the dream all the time and just enjoying it and knowing that you could do it.
I actually love the fact that you dream so much and they're so vivid, because a lot of people have lost the ability to actually dream. And obviously me having a dream journal, it's so important to me. But you wake up and your dreams are so cooked. Like,
Sometimes,
you have amazing dreams.
Well, last night's one wasn't.
The world ended for him.
I was literally I was in this weird situation. There was like, it was a semi-work situation, but no one from work. And there was a clinician who did a procedure they weren't meant to, and I was talking to them about it. And I'm looking through there's a lake behind them, looking through the window to the lake, and I start seeing all these shooting stars, which as they get closer turn out to be meteorites, which as it gets closer they hit the lake, everything blows up, and then I woke up.
And like, he's like, I didn't even get to tell them off.
I wasn't keen on the telling off, but dreams are...
Dreams are amazing, and yeah, he definitely has as vivid dreams as what I do. So when he says that he's not weird, he's definitely weird. What is the first CD that you ever bought?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What was your first ever job?
Cleaning a butcher.
First car?
Ford Falcon XE station wagon.
That's not showing your age. The first thing that I would...
The car was pretty old, by the way.
Oh, was it? Is that how you're backing that up?
It was very secondhand.
What is the first thing that you would do if you were in charge of the country?
Oof. Fix it.
That's really, really helpful there. I'm stoked that you're not in charge. When was the last time that you cried?
I don't know. Last night.
Happens often at the moment with us.
I don't know.
The first quality that you see in another person?
People who are caring.
Do you have a favourite quote?
No.
Okay. All right, so that's the fire questions done. All right.
That was actually really hard.
Okay, if you found that hard, the listener questions are a lot harder.
No, that'll be easy because there'll be context behind them.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, so in regards to you bringing the listeners up to speed, we've obviously known each other for like 10 years plus, but can you please just give everybody else a little bit of background knowledge in relation to who you are, what you do, your story? Your story is very actually similar to mine in relation to the fact that you got married quite young, had a very religious upbringing. Can you just recap?
A little recap from me from younger. So grew up family of four kids in Adelaide.
Represent.
Went to high school. I did all right at high school. I managed to get into dentistry at the time. Took a year off because I wasn't ready to go into uni. I had some other stuff I wanted to do. Drove to Perth and I got married the year that I drove to Perth. So
and you
I left home at 17 and got married at 18. Was very religious at the time, obviously, and that was a big part of it. Came back to Adelaide, started uni at 18, already married, went through uni, had my first child in my final year of uni. Then came to the Gold Coast. So basically I decided while I was at uni I wanted to move to the Gold Coast, so I wanted to change. I didn't want to stay in Adelaide. So we moved to the Gold Coast, started working here, had my second child, and then within 3 years, bought my dental practice, which is in Broadbeach, the first one.
Which is called?
Oasis Dental. So that was 2009, I think. Then from there, I was 29, got divorced, or separated at 29. The divorce took far too long, took about 4 years.
Story of every single divorced person's life.
Yeah. So
except mine.
Yeah, I know. You managed that. So
we did
much
well.
So it wasn't fantastic. It was a difficult time. That whole 4 years was actually rough in lots of different ways. So took everything pretty low key on the work front. I did have a long term girlfriend for about 6 years, 7 years there. Moving forward, so 4 years ago, ended up with my girls full time. So their mum ended up going back to Perth, which is where she's from. So they were with us part-time, then full-time. So I've had them now 4 years full-time. And then I was single again for about 2 years. And during that time, I guess, in terms of when I knew Sophie throughout that, sort of met Sophie ages ago.
This is about you, babe. This isn't about me.
No, is it?
Firstly, hats off to you because you've been able to raise the girls as a single dad, but also you've expanded your business in huge ways. Do you want to talk a little bit in regards to your work, what you currently do within dentistry first,
and then
we'll go into the listener questions?
For sure. So basically by the time the divorce was over, I was, I guess, motivated to work again, so to speak. I was working throughout, but I sort of started to get a motivation back. I had a couple of great associate dentists who wanted to buy in, and that's when we decided, well, hey, let's not just sell part of what's there. Let's grow. Let's make something of it. And that's when we did a bit of a rebrand and sort of launched things from there. So we set up a practice in Churn Park a couple of years after that in Palm Beach. We then moved the original site in Broad Beach to a much bigger site, and we're expanding there like into a full surgical facility as well. And on top of that, we opened in Pottsville fairly recently. We've got another one which will be opening in a few months, which we'll let people know about soon enough once it gets a bit closer. But basically the whole purpose of it being that, you know, we truly believe that we provide like a brilliant service to like our patients, our clients.
And what sort of service is that? Like, it's not obviously just general dentistry.
Yeah. So between the different associates, we cover all like areas of dentistry, but particularly aesthetic and rehabilitative procedures. So dental implants, veneers, Invisalign. And basically...
Which we all know about me with my Invisalign. And it's funny because when I did the Q&A box on my Instagram, a lot of the questions that did come through were in relation to Invisalign. So I kind of thought that maybe on another episode we could actually just do that again. Andrew's like, I'm never coming back. That we would actually cover all the Invisalign type questions, because for quite a few listeners that would not be of interest to them. But those that are considering Invisalign, there were so many questions in relation to it. And I guess me being me, I've been so raw and honest with how it's been over the last week and a half. And so I think, yeah, we'll do another episode on that. So,
and how's it now?
It's great. My little tooth's already moved in a week and a half. Like, it's been like 8 days. And my tooth, I went up to him and I was like, started. Is this in my head? He was like, no, it's in your mouth. I was like, dickhead. all right, cool. Is there anything else in relation?
No, look, that's good. So that's just... good summary.
Now, you have done absolutely incredible to raise the girls as a single dad while still being able to run an empire, grow your business. And yeah, there's huge, huge plans for Oasis as a whole. So yeah, hats off to you. And as you know, I'm super proud of you for that. And the girls are absolutely amazing. So I'm stoked to have them in my life now too. All right. So what I'm going to do is go through all of the listener questions. How old are you?
39. 63. Still in my 30s,
babe. He's not. He's 39, but it's kind of like, you know, when you get to the 39s.
Okay. Tell me what it's like.
I'm telling you, you're essentially 40. You've been 40 since we've been dating.
I've been 40 since I turned 39, right?
Every time someone asks, I don't even let him answer, I'm like, 40. He's 40. Except I'm still 33. Forever. I just want to stay 33 now.
We'll see.
What? And I'm the one that's actually like aged while we've been together. Why did it take you guys? So this is listener questions, obviously. So why did it take you guys so long to get together? Do you want me to answer first, or do you want to answer?
I don't mind.
For me, it was the fact that I didn't want to lose our friendship, and we did have such a strong friendship previously. And for me, it was like, I knew that if I was going to date you, it would be like a serious thing. And I think that for myself, I was not ready for a serious thing. And anyone that I had kind of dated previously was very much like, and I had mad commitment issues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what you refer to as like so long to get together. So we probably both separated from partners at a similar time, going back sort of 2.5 years ago now. And during that time, I definitely was not ready for a relationship with anyone. And then even in terms of, you know, Sophie or knowing you, I guess that, It just felt, I don't know, I just didn't think that it was, number one, there was connections in terms of friends and other stuff, so that was one thing. Number two, I already, like, I entirely respected Sophie, like, in every way, so it, not being ready for any form of commitment would mean that I wouldn't even then consider it, I guess. I'd be like, no, that's not a possibility, because I wouldn't even go there unless I was, you know, I knew that I could, you know, I guess, be ready, so...
It's funny because I would go to Andrew's house and his daughters, like his girls, would be like, can you please just date our dad? And I'd be like, no, I am not dating your dad. And they'd be like, please, why won't you date our dad? I'm like, I'm not dating him. Can you just stop?
Well, I think it was even before that, there was a school, because our kids go to the same school, and there was a school, I can't remember what it was, like a careers night that was on. And I was a bit smug. One of the girls was like, Dad, you better be looking good. You never know. There might be some single mums there. I'm like, please, I'm not after single mums. That was such, obviously that's
you're
a bit
what?
Rude. And I, that night then, I bump into Sophie there again. And then one of the, and then the girls, like, after that, they're there, they're going, "Dad, you're not after single mums." I'm like, "What are you talking about? She's just a friend." And that's, I guess, when the "she's just a friend" thing sort of started. So,
yeah, and it is quite funny because it's like the girls for ages, they were like, "You were hiding it from us. You were hiding it from us." We're like, "No, we weren't. We were not hiding it from you." And then even the other day, one of the girls had one of their other friends over and they were like, You guys had been dating for ages before we knew us." Like, "No, we weren't. We were not doing that. We were just friends. I even set you up with my friends." So, like, I definitely was not. Yeah. All right. Was it awkward to go from friends to lovers? I'll let you answer that.
No, I wouldn't say awkward. I think it was just a progression. We just got to a point where we were spending a lot more time together. And then I think it just got to a point for me in my head where I was like,
"I love you so much, oh baby, oh baby."
They weren't the words that were going through my head at the time, but I just got to the point where I was like, "Fuck, why am I so resistant to entertaining this as a possibility when this could actually be really good?" I just sort of thought, I've had all these reasons why I was like, "Nah, I shouldn't, I won't go there, I won't go there, don't want to ruin anything, don't want to ruin a good friendship, blah, blah, blah." But eventually I just was like, "Nah, fuck it."
And the funny thing is as well is that, like, we had the conversation of it previously. There was, like, three more nights before we had even, like, entertained it that we had gone out before that had even happened. And so it's, like, a lot of people had assumed that we just, like, got really drunk one night and then we'd end up sleeping together and it was, like, too far gone, which is not what happened at all. It was kind of like the opposite of that. Like, it was very planned and very calculated in relation to us changing our dynamic from being friends to a relationship or romantic relationship. He's nodding his head. They can't see that. Do your kids go to the same school? Yes, they do. They all go to the same school. The twins do not go to the same school. All right. Are you ready for the next question?
Always.
Do you want more kids?
I feel that six is a good number. I sort of felt two was a good number.
I felt two was a good number.
And then I went from two to six.
And now you're with, like, Miss Fertile Baby Maker.
Yeah. So I think we've got our hands full.
It's. I'm sure there'll be a question that actually brings this up, but it is like we were saying this morning, like, we went for a walk and there's always something with someone. So we have twin 6-year-olds, 13, 14, 15 and 17. Mm. That is so many kids, but also so many emotions. Like, those teenage years are like, what did you describe it as? A roller coaster.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to get on any day.
It's all perfect or it's all a mess, or there's one who's a mess, or then there's a team of three versus one or two versus two.
And then you add me into it.
Or they're happy again. And then it's that time of the month, or then
it's funny as well. I had parent-teacher interviews with the twins. And being six, the girls are just like these cute little pixie fairies where it's just like, their biggest qualm is, like, they dropped a piece of Lego. You know what I mean? Like, their issues are so tiny at the moment that it's like, we're like, oh, at least two out of the six ain't bad at the moment. We've got no issues with the six-year-olds. They're fine. It's just when they're going to hit 10 years, and that's going to be fun. So essentially the answer to that is, at this stage, no. It's what? He's laughing because I don't know that it's a no. What happens if I want it to be a yes? He's turning his back on me. You guys living together? Yes, we are. Where are you living? So we actually moved into Andrew's apartment. However, we have been looking for, like, a bigger property. We've applied for a bigger property, but the rental market at the moment is not great. And we have a million kids.
Mm.
So that's really great for us.
So, yeah, just doing what we're doing for now.
How has it gone blending the kids and the family?
Well, I guess we started answering that then, didn't we?
Yeah. So to start with, it was great.
Yeah, they were all friends from day one. Like, it was all rosy.
And then some of them took sides, and then some of them became besties, and then some of them didn't want to be besties, and now it's just like, we don't know.
Then one's in a car ride, then one's on the bus, then one's doing it. It's like, they're overall, like I'd say, like today, they're pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny though because it's like if they were all the same biological kids, you'd be like, yeah, they all get along great. You know, it's just that whole factor of like blending them and then the different issues of like, and it's funny as well, making sure that we're consistent between like the boys and the girls, yeah, is that it's like, that's the biggest thing because say like we're going on a holiday and I'm like, this is your budget to the boys. This is how much I'm going to give you. And then I'm like to Andrew, I'm like, oh crap, you have to do the same. Is that okay for you? And I'm like, I have to like consider that and make sure that it's fair across the board.
I think a part as well is we've been strict or lenient on entirely different things. So what happens is they then get together, like, what,
again,
you're allowed to do
us.
This,
yeah,
you got that. And then all of a sudden, whoever was previously strict in this area, their kids now get away with this. And then my kids now get away with this in this area. So all of a sudden, it's like, hang on, none of them have any, what, none of them have any boundaries anymore. So then you've got to try and like rein it
pull
all
it back
in and somehow like incorporate it.
And it's quite funny because like for me, I'm definitely like a yes girl. Like I'm yes girl to the boys. I'm yes girl to your girls. And Andrew's very much like, no, 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 no. Say no, no.
Yeah, like exactly. It's like one of them's like, can we get this? Can we get that? And Sophie's like, yes, yes. I'm like, Sophie, you're spoiling it. You can't like, it's always,
no more.
It's always a no. It's a no unless it's like, you know, it's a special occasion or it's something. They can't just expect to get everything. And then Sophie does it because she, you know, obviously just wants to be, you know, wants them to be happy and whatever. And then vice versa for the boys, it'll be like, oh, well, I want this or I want that or whatever, something my girls get. And I'm like, and then and so he's like, is that all right? I'm like, it's all right for my girls, but it's up to you. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, it's the same. We can do it. So.
Yeah, and it is quite interesting, isn't it? Because like let's use the example of sleepovers. So Andrew has very much been on the side of it being totally fine, totally okay, very trusting in relation to sleepovers. I am the opposite end of the scale. Like the boys have never been allowed to have sleepovers. And that was so mind blowing for the girls. And then now I'm like, I kind of have to like navigate it. But if I meet their parents, and it's definitely changing the way I guess that I parent as well, and making sure that it is fair and equal and listening to the way that you're doing things versus what I was doing. And blending that is quite interesting.
It is a challenge. Like I think it's just a work in progress.
It's always changing.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, in relation to like Ryder with the haircut, when we first moved in, we would like joke that Andrew was like angry dad because the boys are so used to the way that I would talk. And like when have they ever heard me raise my voice? I don't even need to. This is my look of death. It's like, and they're like, mum gave us death eyes. And you're like, now, if you close that door, it's going to slam and you're going to be locked out forever. And that's not how he actually talks. That's not how he talks, just as an FYI. He does not talk like that. But that's how Ryder perceived it. So then Ryder was shit scared of Andrew. He was like, oh, if I go out that door, I'm going to be locked out forever. It was literally the fact, obviously we live in an apartment. If you go out that door, you are going to be locked out.
You're not going to be able to get back in.
And it's so funny because I was like, you have to communicate in a very soft way. Because there, yeah, he was like, he's so angry. Angry dad.
I'm just being very clear. Very clear, dad.
Clear communication. Mm. And yeah, Ryder wanted to get a haircut. And I was sitting with both of them. And he was like, oh, I want to get, it wasn't a mullet, but it was like a mohawk or something. And I was like, nah, man, you're not having that. Like, you go to a very strict school, you're not allowed to have that. Andrew walks in the door and Andrew's like, you should get it coloured as well. And I was like,
coloured a haircut.
I was like, nah. Like, I just spent
because your reason to say no was school won't allow it. And all I said was, it's a holiday haircut.
Fun dad's here. And so I was just like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Have you ever been scared that the kids will end up hooking up like what happened on the Brady Bunch?
Yes, for about like 5 minutes, I guess.
Yeah, we both kind of were like, ooh. But that didn't.
But no.
No, not now. No, definitely not. Who cooks? Actually, this is a great question because typically or traditionally I am the one who cooks, but you're a really good cook.
I'm an okay cook. I do like cooking.
Can you not talk yourself down? He's a really good cook.
I like cooking like of a weekend, especially because when I got time. And during the weekdays, I cook as needed. But so we share it. And the kids even do it sometimes.
Yeah, especially with HelloFresh because that makes life very easy.
When I say the kids,
Well, we use that term very loosely. Yeah. One or two help.
One or two.
All right, let's talk about the photo. So Kai had his birthday this week and it's somehow just blown up into this massive worldwide issue in relation to the photo. And so you obviously took the photo and it's me standing in a bikini with Kai on his birthday morning and he'd been awake for 3 minutes, got his bike and was like, I want to go and ride it. And I was like, wait, take a photo with me for your birthday. You took the photo. Can you give me your story, version, narrative of how that went?
Well, that is the entire story. I was still in the pool. I literally had to like dry my hands. I'm hanging over the edge of the pool taking the photo and it's a photo of you and Kai for his birthday. That's literally it. And you're in a bikini because you got out of the pool. And even if you weren't in the pool, like, who really cares? So for me, I was actually, I guess it was an eye-opener for me at how you can entirely not expect what's going to trigger something. With all the different posts that you do for anything, I would never have picked that one out amongst everything to be the one that all of a sudden triggers such an extreme reaction. So I was certainly shocked because it just seems completely normal.
Yeah, and the photos that you reshared after that, a lot of people have reached out and been like, yeah, go you.
Yeah, the
give context
photo,
to that.
Yeah, photos. I just shared some photos which I'd already were on my Instagram of me like in bathers with my girls. Like, and what's the difference? Like, what? Because I'm standing there with my arms around them, and you're standing there with your arms. Like, what's the difference in the pose? Because I'm in the middle and they're on the sides versus you standing side on. Or like, everyone was trying to nitpick about something. It's like, are you kidding me? You're really going to try and dive in that deep to try and find a reason to have a problem, like when there's no problem there?
No. So. And it was quite an interesting opening conversation, I guess. And we kind of yesterday, not Andrew and I, but one of my team members and I were debriefing in relation to that. And if I was heavily overweight, would that be and would that have had the same reaction? And we were kind of saying, I believe it would have been more body positive and people would have been more like, yeah, go you. How empowering for your boys to see that. And then there is that extreme of like, is it because I am a bikini model? I am a professional. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that was even for that interview that you ended up doing or whatever, that was sort of what the insinuation was. Do you think it was an issue because you don't look like most mums or whatever? And it's like, well, if that's why people have an issue, then that's unfair too, because why should it be a problem because you actually look after yourself and you look good versus someone who doesn't? It shouldn't be a problem either way, really, in my opinion. And again, like from a cultural point of view in other areas of the world, so be it. But culturally here, I can't see why it'd be a problem for either.
Yeah, and that was definitely a point that we did make, that in relation to modesty, I fully respect that. And there is a time and place to be modest. And I'm so aware of that. Being raised a Jehovah's Witness, I'm so aware in relation to modesty. But I also found it quite interesting that, yeah, with that interview, Nat actually said to me, that wasn't very mum-like, or do you think that's a mum-like photo? And I was like, what determines that? I am a mum, so is that not mum-like?
Having a photo with your son on his birthday.
Yeah, anyway, all right. So that was the Kai photo in a nutshell. Andrew, what do you love most about Sophie?
How caring and thoughtful she is.
So, oh.
No, she's always thinking of others, like will literally like drop everything, you know, at the drop of a hat. We've had this conversation, like I don't know how she does it sometimes. Like, you know, someone can be going through something, close friend, whatever it might be, and literally, like, she's got so many things that she's juggling on her plate, and she just drops it and she goes. And she goes to drive an hour here to do this, to help someone else, et cetera. So, like, it's credit to you. It's huge.
Thanks, babe. Can you guys chat about the cars and the plates? Yeah, right. Why didn't we get SG01 and 02, babe?
Because
who made you king bitch?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hold on. What is it, short king? Who made you the short king?
You did, apparently. So that was a good point. Like, and even when we were getting them, like and there was obviously a huge backstory to even getting them. And it's one of those things again.
We just didn't
pick what the different sort of potential backlashes could be around it. Like, putting it into context, we'd both been looking for a car even before that for about a year and a half. We were both had like at the time our cars were about 5 years old, and we're like, oh, I want a new car. Separately, we found out all these things that we were literally looking for the same cars. Like, we both went into Mercedes looking for a G-Wagon at the same time, but separately. weren't even together, all that kind of stuff. And then it all just happened at once where we got a car each, so it was perfect. And then in terms of that, we both wanted it to be, look, I guess it's not incognito now, but somewhat like to have plates that just at least were black and white so it matches the cars, but not to really mean a whole lot, just, you know, nothing too in your face. Sophie's thing was, I don't want my name on it because then everyone's going to look at it. And I was like, cool.
And when I had the pod.
Yeah, exactly. Hated it. And she's like, what are you going to get? And I was like, I don't know. I might just do this because it doesn't really mean anything to anyone else except for me. So it's just like my, you know, my group, my business name or initials, business initials. And she goes, oh, well, how about we get number two as well? I'm like, really? Why would you want that? She goes, because I don't want my name on it, so why not? I'm like, yeah, sure, if you want. And then after that, it's
and
like,
the whole purpose as well of us getting two completely separate cars is that we would share them. Like,
yeah.
And we share everything. We live together. So it's like, what's the difference? And like both of our keys have sets of both keys on there.
But then it's the whole way it's perceived. You've got all these, like, you know, you get a mixture of people who are happy and then you get a mixture who are saying, oh, he bought you the car, good on him or whatever. It's like, are you kidding me? It's got nothing to do with that. And then it's like, I feel like, well, because of that, all of a sudden it looks like I've bought both the cars potentially, and then maybe people who work for me are thinking I've just gone
everyone asked for pay rises.
Yeah, it's like that's not the case either. It's like it's entirely unrelated.
It's like the Kai photo though. Like it was something that I just was like, I don't want anyone to know that I'm in this car. Number one, so cool. Like I don't care. And then because we've also got another car too, I was like, let's get ODG03. And then when we get the jet ski, we'll register as ODG04. And so I was just like, yeah, cool. Like it means nothing to me. I'm supporting my partner. It's like a partnership thing in relation to you driving both cars. Like, and at the moment, I'm driving the Porsche. I'm not even driving the G Wagon. So it's like, it was such a non-issue our head.
It was, but again, it's one of those things.
Social media, you know. Welcome, babe.
I know.
It's so funny. When Andrew and I first got together, he had like, what, 1,800 or 1,500 followers?
Yeah.
And he's now an influencer. He's now available for bookings.
An influencer who doesn't post anything.
His whole account was like teeth. Like, and graphic teeth. Yesterday he did a post and it actually was hidden from the feed because it was that graphic.
Oh, it was a repost of a surgery. So I get tagged in a lot of dental stuff, particularly surgical stuff as well, because that's what I do. And sometimes I just hit repost. It's like in the story or whatever.
You're now at 25,400 followers, babe.
There you go. My last one's teeth again.
We're back on the teeth train, guys. We are back on the teeth train. How good. But, yeah, so that's been quite eye-opening for you in regards to social media and navigating that. Yep.
Oh, is that a question?
I don't know. it was a statement. Yeah. Has it not? Has it been?
Yeah. No, it is.
You found it really easy?
Look, it's a steep learning curve, to be honest, because I've never had to sort of really care that much about what I put up because it's never really meant a lot. But now I guess.
Now everyone's scrutinising your every move.
Well, not yet. Look, I don't feel scrutinised at least, but it's something I need to be a bit more careful of, I guess.
What is your favourite thing to do together?
Honestly, I think just going, literally just like what we did this morning, just going to the beach for a walk before, you know, and actually having some time to catch up before, you know, getting on with the day. So that times we get to go train together or something.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like, we work so much, we've got so many moving parts, kids are like hectic. So by the time we get into bed, we're so buggered and then we'll start talking about something and we're both like, stop talking, we're trying to sleep, stop talking.
But in saying the most fun stuff, it's still when we go out though. Like,
yeah, we have a lot of fun together.
Events and stuff, yeah.
That's kind of like my favourite thing, or what attracted me most to you to begin with, was that I always had fun but I knew that I was safe. So even when we weren't together, it was like I always knew that I could go out, have a really good night or time, and that I was going to be okay or safe.
I think that's where a lot of that started too, isn't it? So we were at a lot of like similar events around similar people, and then it just sort of was more frequent.
You became my plus one.
Yeah, so I was like,
Andrew.
I got extra invites. So I was like, sweet.
I can take a day off work here. Okay, what are you most looking forward to in the future?
What am I most looking forward to?
Well, I'll actually put.
Go, you go.
Tomorrow morning, we're leaving for Disneyland.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, travel again. So, and I guess we've started. So.
We only just got back from the Maldives.
Yeah, so we had a quick trip to the Maldives for your birthday, and now we've got a quick trip again, so we're going to LA with the kids.
So yeah, as this goes live, we will be in LA right now. Is that right? Thursday yep. next week, yeah. We will be in Disneyland.
So, but it's just nice. So it's 2.5 years, obviously, since we've been able to travel overseas. So that, and then got plans for the middle of the year for when I actually turn 40.
He's already 40, guys, pretty much. It's like 39 plus is 40. Pretty much when you turn 40, you'll be 50. You'll be going through your midlife crisis, and I'll be like dating this old man that's going through a midlife crisis.
I'm Benjamin Bunn. Just with a receding hairline and grey.
Excuse me, I love your greys. Can you please not do that?
That's fine.
He literally is like, oh, I'm going grey. I'm like, I love the grey.
I just dyed all grey.
No, yeah, that's what I want. That's what a holiday haircut. Isn't that right? Isn't that the thing? We're all getting holiday haircuts except me. you all can touch your hair. I'll stay like this. All right, well, that's the end of the listener questions. Is there anything else that you think that we didn't touch on today?
Me? I don't know. I've just come here to support you. I don't know.
If anybody wants to go and head across to Andrew's Instagram, what is your actual handle? Let's have a little look. It is Dr. Dr. Athagera. So that's where you can find Andrew with his big following now. 1,500 wow. to 25,000. I said to him, you can start doing some HelloFresh meals. Start getting some freebies,
babe. I probably cook as many of them as you do, actually.
Oh, that's a big... Sometimes, I'll let you in on a little secret. Sometimes Andrew cooks and I take the video and I pretend I did it. Yeah, that happens a lot.
It does happen.
A lot. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio. And if anybody at home would like to ask any further questions, head across to our Instagram. We'll be in America at the moment, so it'll be quite fun for you guys to be able to watch the blended family. We might get Andrew back on to talk about how that went. I'll try and vlog while we're over there as well. But thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. I think it will be an interesting test for the blended family this coming week. So let's see how we go.
Yeah, the girls and I have synced up our cycles. So we're in a hormonal spin for you.
Oh, I love
how good is that? Three boys, three girls.
I might head to the UFC with the boys for you.
Yeah. Andrew's like, the only thing that I'd like to do is go to the UFC. And I was like, well, if they're underage and they can go, you can take the boys and I'll take the girls to the hairdressers.
Done.
Deal. All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation, head over to the closed Facebook group, which is just Flourish and Fulfilled, or on Instagram, Flourish and Fulfilled. We'll chat to you when we get back from LA.